coming out, practice number 12. I think this is practice number 12. Coming out here today in shorts after the scrimmage and going 150 plays. We've got some guys bumped up, battered, and bruised a little bit. Starting to affect the three deep to be able to get some of the reps out here. So we came out here today and just a strong mental day where we can polish some things up, get some of the corrections made from the scrimmage the other day, and obviously get some understanding how important MAs and turnovers are. But a productive day out here today, it still counts as one, and I got to make the most of it, even though we weren't pads.
What did y'all have already gone over the tape, I know, from the scrimmage? What did y'all take away from a positive and negative?
Well, there's something to learn from every play, and we've talked about it before. It's offense versus defense, so every play makes somebody happy, and it's hard to get a real good evaluation of where you are. But what you do have an opportunity to do is kind of evaluate what some of your strengths and weaknesses are. Just trying to get the ball down the field, we weren't as productive making plays on the perimeter in one-on-one situations at receiver, but you also got to look at that and say, I think our corners are getting a lot better and doing a much better job with it when we were, I believe, one of 12 in opportunities getting the ball down the field. So we've got to execute better from an offensive standpoint, but I feel like defensively we're making some progress. And you know, the glaring thing offensively was the turnovers. You know, some of them are miscommunications, quarterbacks thinking an out route, the receiver runs a go route, and the corner's there to catch it, you know, and it makes everybody look bad. But there were some communication turnovers in that game, but overall just way too many turnovers from an offensive standpoint. And then defensively, we just got missed assignments and loafs. I mean, there's a standard of what it's going to take anytime you cross that line. We just got to keep pushing that. But I was, overall, I was really encouraged with some of the progress we're making defensively. I would definitely say the defense got the better of the scrimmage.
You probably think I'm a broken record, and I'm beginning to feel like I'm a broken record, but offensive line, you've shifted it up a lot. You got a chance to look at the tape now from the scrimmage. What did you think about that?
Well, you know what? I thought Banks really did a nice job in a guard and looking at Bell at the left tackle position, which was another move we were looking at this week. I thought he did a really nice job. We moved Graffrey from guard to tackle. And as much as anything, like I said, I feel like every one of those moves is going to be something that's going to be beneficial for us at some point in time as we go forward. I mean, you know, right now you don't have a Shepherd out there. You don't have a Kano out there that are two upperclassmen that we expect to climb into the mix. But I do feel like a guy like Graffrey could play guard or tackle. I feel like a Banks has done a really nice job in there at guard. And so I think some of the moves have really been successful for us right now, just as far as creating some depth and some versatility on the offensive line.
Coach, talk a little bit about what you're looking for in the final week before going to the spring game.
You know, I'd like to polish some of these things up, some of these mistakes that were made the other day. I'd like to polish some of those things up so we can get some of those corrections made. But really, for the spring game, I need another good scrimmage. I mean, we need our ones working as a unit on the offensive and defensive side, and we need to get some good quality reps. I mean, I'd love to split them up in a game-like situation, but right now I think we need as much work as we can, building the camaraderie of the offensive line with everybody working together and the quarterbacks working behind that first group and the running backs, and building some confidence and some trust in each other right now on both sides of the ball. So this week we polish some things up today. We'll go in full pads on Wednesday and get a lot of good teamwork without going to the ground. We won't do a lot of live work, just trying to get everybody healthy and get some of these bumps and bruises healed up for the spring game on Saturday.
We're going to see kind of like these players playing a different
We'll roll some guys around. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do it yet. I needed to see how some of these injuries coming out of the scrimmage Saturday are going to affect the depth charts. But I definitely, there's, you know, just like on Saturday, we rolled Scotty One with the one offense, and we also got a chance to roll Ryan with the one offense. I wanted to get an evaluation, not just one with the twos and one with the ones, but seeing how they were going to operate with the other guys around them. And so we'll continue to do that a little bit with our offensive line, with our wide receivers, and with our quarterbacks as well on the offensive side of the ball.
How do you think the team has evolved from when you guys first started till now?
Coming out here day one, you know, you go back to when you're trying to teach them what the name of the formations were, you know, and then we're getting past what to do a little bit more and much more into how to do it. A lot of the fundamental work, I think the players are feeling much comfortable. I know we as coaches are feeling much more comfortable in what some of the players are capable of with what they've done up to this point, because when we walked out here day one, they were names. You know, I joked about, you know, the names, the numbers, the faces, everything you were trying to learn. And now all of a sudden, as we're 12 days into this thing, you get a much better idea of what they can do as players, you know, on the field and how they fit. because the big thing for us right now is really evaluating strengths and weaknesses. You know, just trying to identify what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, and how do we highlight strong points and hide those weaknesses that we have right now.
Are you still looking for a vocal leader to emerge? And if so, how do you develop that?
On both sides, looking for a vocal leader to emerge. And that process will continue through the course of the summer. Right now, I think they're as much just what do I do, and I got to make sure I take care of my business. But with that is going to come a comfort level where they're going to start to feel more and more comfortable, and then they'll start to get more vocal. And a lot of that leadership will be developed over the course of the summer. You know, it's being built day after day and what they're doing now, but it's also going to be built over the commitment they make in the summer as well.
Whoever emerges playing the best out of the class in the spring game, you don't need to bring in the fall.
I think a lot of it's going to be, I can't appoint the leader. Leadership, you know, that's going to come from underneath. It doesn't come from the top. I can't appoint them a leader. They're going to have to earn that, and that's only going to be on the field. Players have a tendency to have great respect for people that are productive, for people that get out on the field that are very productive, that are committed, that are hardworking, that are the first one there. The guys that are most committed, and that's, you know, leadership. It can't be because just a guy opens his mouth and becomes vocal. It's got to be because of the respect that this team has for him. So I think that's why it's a process and why it takes a while to develop. Coming out of the spring game, there's not any one position that I'm going to come out of spring and say, okay, these are starters and that's set in stone. I think as much as anything, it's about a standard that they have to play to, and that's what we're competing against right now. Not necessarily the guy in front of them or behind them, but they're competing against the standard and what it's going to take to build this program to where we want to go and get into a competitive conference race.
What are you looking for into a spring game? What are you looking for?
Another scrimmage, a lot of like what we did Saturday. I'm looking for another full scrimmage where we can get live scrimmage work and we can see how these guys are going to respond when coaches aren't out on the field. The defense is called, they got to adjust and make the call and then think and then play and see what kind of carryover we've had from practice and game-like situations.
Where are you hoping to see improvements from the last scrimmage to the spring game on the offensive side?
Well, the turnovers, obviously, which I talked about earlier, that's one area where we have to. We had a lot of communication problems. I mean, it's one thing when the quarterback drops back and throws it and hits it in the linebacker's sternum. I mean, those are decisions, individual decisions. But this one's just more getting everybody on the same page. And offense, sometimes it takes a little bit longer because it takes everybody working as a unit. You know, one time a defensive tackle can beat a guard and get into the backfield and make a tackle, and you could have somebody running wide open down the field, and the offense just couldn't execute it. I think some of the problems we have on offense right now is getting all 11 to work together as a unit, everybody being on the same page. I noticed there was a couple miscommunications from routes to quarterbacks, and today the quarterbacks are a little more hesitant to throw it on time. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, there you go. Okay, I want to make sure that, and that's what we got to overcome. So I'd like to see the communication and the execution come together as the offense and the scrimmage.
What you see in the few practices, the first thing you guys will be relying on the running game.
We're going to have to win differently than we did last year. I mean, right now, when you look at us as an offensive unit, there's 10